You don't have to hope and to pray. When you pray according to what God's word says, you can pray with confidence. See, people who don't know God's will, they end every prayer with, if it be thy will. If it be thy will. See, they're not sure if it's God's will to bless them, to heal them, to prosper them. But the word of God says in 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. I wish that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So what does that tell me? God wants me to prosper. What does that tell me? God wants me healthy. It's His will. So if I'm asking God for something to prosper me or to improve my health, that is God's will. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in health. So I can pray for healing. I can ask God for finances because it is the will of God. Number three, you've got to ask the Father in the name of Jesus. So first, be specific about what you desire. Find scriptures that promise what you desire. Then ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Jesus said in John 16, verse 23, in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever, say whatever. There's that word whatever again. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give it to you. There's a good chance. No, it says He will give it to you. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I mean, how many times did Jesus have to say it in one sentence? Ask, 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 whatever you want, ask. How many times do you have to hear it? Jesus told us to ask God for the things we desire. God knows what we need before we ask Him, but He's still talking.